What about the experience of Easter Vigil? How it was for you?
Easter Vigil was, it was beautiful, it was powerful. In my particular instance, there was quite a few things going on in our life at the time because I had just lost my mother-in-law, and so Scott and I both coming in the church at the same time. He had just lost his mama, and so we were concerned a little bit ahead of time, a little bit of anxiety almost about maybe being emotionally overwhelmed, but that didn't seem to be the case. I guess I'll, it was a very long service, and it was wonderful though. There's nothing about the length of it that detracts from the experience. We started outside with the fire and the light, which was, I don't know, I just felt, I don't know, the Holy Spirit, or I just, it was very moving. And then as we moved into the church and you go through, and it builds the story. I love how all the readings in the Old Testament, creating this string, the what the faith is and where it comes from and how it builds, and Christ is the fruition of that and the fulfillment of many of the things in the Old Testament, and I loved all that. I particularly liked the singing that we would do in between it, and the bells were amazing for me. The ringing, the light, they did the light, and there's so much stimulus, really. There's a lot of, dark and then light, and there are all these different things with your senses. All of your senses are, awakened, but the bells, the peal of the bells, you just almost felt like it was almost like an earthquake or something. You just felt sort of shaken and rocked in a good way, like it was this immense celebration, eruption of joy. I really loved the bells. I thought they were really cool. I was moved with that. So we had the anointing. You're anointed, you're confirmed, I guess, and
Sealed with the gifts of the
sealed,
Holy
sealed
Spirit.
with the gifts. And I experienced that. Scott and I did not, were not baptized. Both of us had been baptized before. But watching the baptisms was a special treat. And you got the feeling that what we were celebrating there at the Easter Vigil, and what we were, witnessing with the baptism and with the coming in after this period of preparation and after this process, that was ultimately what everything was about. That is the, that's the purpose. And so there was a great, fulfillment, I guess, in that, kind of a completeness and joy. It was everybody was so happy and joyful over that, and it's, you're celebrating all the right things and majoring on the majors, But that was, I guess, that was our experience. That and being exhausted afterwards. I would say that it's no small undertaking to start and complete your, RCIA classes. But it's such a rewarding experience. It's you just learn so much. There's so many, questions that you have answered. There's so many, there's such a richness to it. There's such a richness and a depth to it, and a sincerity. We're not just going through the motions. I never felt like Brenda or anybody on the team was just showing up to go through the motions to check somebody off and add somebody to the Catholic Church. there was such a focus on making sure that we understood what Catholicism was, understood what the church was about, the role of the church, and many of the things that, if you are not raised in a Catholic home or if you don't come from a Catholic background, many of the things that are often stumbling blocks, particularly from those of us from Protestant backgrounds. And it's just a very rewarding experience. I'm very glad that I went through it. And, you know, if it's, it also is good, you know, if it might not be for somebody, you know, you get a couple classes in and there's some a fundamental part of the faith and the church that just can't be reconciled with your understanding of God, then, you know, that's good before you just raise your hand and sign up and have some, you know, conversion experience and sign on to something without knowing what you're signing on to. There are, you know, there are many, many more things that are alike in the two wings of Christianity, with Catholicism and Protestantism, but there are some fundamental differences, and those differences were things that I feel drawn to the church for. The role of the church in that mother way, the role of the stability of the Catholic Church, the role that tradition plays, understanding how it's process oriented and sacraments, what the sacraments are, and how the cyclical nature of the liturgy, and there's just so many things about it that that I just think the more you learn, it's just something inside of you kind of leaps up and your spirit bears witness with the truth of those things. Or at least that's been my experience thus far.
Thank you very much for witnessing and sharing. I'm looking forward for seeing you in the church, in our community.
Thank you. We look forward to being more active in the church than in the past. I look forward to doing that.
Tonight class will be about that, how to find your place in the community, and so.
And you know, that's another thing, is that I have a desire and have had a desire for many years to be more active, and I felt no one made me feel that way, but I felt kind of held back a little bit, you know, because I wasn't fully Catholic, or because I wasn't, you know, in communion and wasn't able to take communion, and you know, and that's something that I'm hoping I'll feel more free to find, you know, whatever my ministry is, whatever the gifts are that God wants me, you know, to use.
It'd be great. Yes. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Father.